Driving while having a stroke is potentially life-threatening. Imagine driving down a dark road at night or a busy peak hour city street and suffering a stroke. A group of researchers in Japan have looked at stroke while driving, and they may be on the way to pinpointing the risk factors that may potentially be modified to make driving safer to those at risk of stroke. I'm Carmen Leif Jenkins, Managing Editor of the International Journal of Stroke, and I spoke to Dr. Joshi Inamasu from Seikai Utsosanamayu Bayuin, the Department of Neurosurgery in Toshigi, Japan.
My name is Dr. Joshi Inamasu from Japan. I'm from a city of Utsunomiya. It's the northern part of Japan, and I'm an attending neurosurgeon. Then making a research on driving-induced stroke.
How did you conduct this study? What were your parameters, as in what kind of stroke were you looking at and why?
Nobody has done such a research. So in Japan, there is the strong interest in acute disease occurring while driving. And we, as a neurosurgeon, we had focused on driving-related or driving-induced stroke. So that's why the reason we made a research on this subject.
And what kind of stroke were you looking at?
The all strokes. So we made a research in all stroke types, including cerebral infarction, ICH, and subarachnoid hemorrhage.
And why did you choose to do it in all different types? Was it that driving didn't seem to impact what type of stroke?
We like to make sure whether the frequency of each stroke type may differ or may not differ. So we like to see the possible difference between the subtype of stroke.
And did you find any differences between the subtypes?
Yes. The overall frequency of a stroke was 4.0%. And in cerebral infarction, 4.8% had a stroke while driving. And in ICH, intracerebral hemorrhage, 3.4% have a stroke while driving. So between the two groups, there was a significant difference, meaning that the cerebral infarction might be more likely to occur while driving than ICH.
Was a comparison to what stroke looks like normally when people are not driving, or was that quite different looking data?
This is the retrospective analysis on prospectively acquired data. So in our ER, every patient was asked about the activity shortly before onset or collapse. And the information on the activity was collected and stored prospectively in an electronic database. And stroke occurring while driving was identified easily through that database.
So you mentioned, of course, what the frequency of stroke was while driving. So what association did you end up finding between strokes and automobile accidents?
Actually, the most the driver who had a stroke could be able to driving without accident, and the percentage of only 16% of patient driver who have a stroke have the automobile accident. So in the majority, they could keep driving.
And so how many patients did you look at with this study?
Total number of stroke patients was 2,145. And for cerebral infarction, we had 1,301 patients. And for ICH, we had 585 patients.
Okay. And so did you look at any other centres, or were you just based in one centre?
This is a single centre retrospective, unfortunately.
And why is that unfortunate? What do you think you would have seen if it had been multiple centres?
So our next goal, we are going to conduct the multi-centre prospective study. So this is the fact that this is a single-center retrospective study is a study limitation.
Okay, and so what happens next? What are you thinking about next? What's your target for patient type? Will it be retrospective? In most patients that actually had an accident, as you said, there were patients that could actually continue driving even though they were having a stroke. In the ones that couldn't, what caused the accident? What's your presumption?
Actually, most patients who have an accident have an altered mental status. So they because of the altered mental status, they lose control of the vehicle. And they cause accident. But in the minority of patients, the hemiparesis or hemianopsia may be a cause of the accident. But that's the only a minority.
And so when you say altered mental state, what are we talking about? Just sort of cognitively impaired due to the stroke?
So there is the variety range of the altered mental status. So some of them became suddenly comatose, and in others they may be only a stupor. So there may be a variation.
You've been listening to a podcast interview with Dr. Joji Inamasu and Carmen Leif Jenkins, managing editor of the International Journal of Stroke. The International Journal of Stroke is the flagship publication of the World Stroke Organization. Whether you have an interest in stroke because of a loved one, or you yourself are a stroke survivor, or you are a professional in stroke, please consider becoming a member.